I establish wholeness in my life by thinking wholeness. I establish wholeness in my life by thinking wholeness. This is the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I establish wholeness in my life by thinking wholeness. So often, I think I can get by with just a little bit of awareness, with just a little bit of affirmation, with just a little bit of telling myself the facts of life. And then allow myself to drift back into the other avenues of life, the other attitudes of life, the other experiences in life, and that I don't have to pay the penalty for it. But I do. I cannot allow myself to think one thing, act another way, and then think still another way, and have whatever it is that's in my heart, whatever it is that I am really, to take place in my world. Yes, I do these things, and I do them wonderfully, and I do them beautifully, and it sounds so good when I'm doing my affirmations, when I'm saying I like me. And then a few minutes later, I talk about garbage. Or a few minutes later, I talk about something that is negative, or I talk about somebody who has some less than wholeness in their life. Or I look at myself and I see less than wholeness in me, and I say, oh my, I got less than wholeness. And there I go, empowering the very thing I do not want to experience in my life, and telling my life that I can do that, ha 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 ha, I can do that, and it doesn't make any difference at all. Well, my goodness sakes alive, it makes more difference than I know. It makes more difference than I know. Just take a simple illustration. I am opening the dog food for the dog. I am opening a can of dog food. I don't normally do that. I open hard food for him, but I'm opening a can of dog food for the dog. And I take the spoon out, and I've been busy with many other things, and I've been setting up the breakfast table for myself, and I've been thinking about what I'm going to do today. And so I take the dog food, and I put the dog food in the bowl for the dog. And then I prepare myself a cup of instant coffee, and I put the instant coffee in the cup. And so I'm very busy, and so I reach down into the sink and turn on my super hot water faucet, and I put the dog food under the super hot water faucet instead of the coffee cup, to thinking I'm putting the coffee cup down there because it's just a sort of a habitual attitude of my mind. I know what to do. I know what I'm supposed to put the coffee cup under there and put the water, hot water in the coffee cup. I'm not supposed to put the hot water in the dog food, but I put the hot water in the dog food. Now, this happens not once in my life, not once in a week, but maybe two or three times in a week that I absent-mindedly do something. Now, I think that's a good word for it, absent-mindedly. I absent-mindedly do something contrary to what I want to do. Not bad, not good. It's just thoughtless. It's just a stupid thing, putting water in the dog food. And now, why do I do that? Why does my mind allow me to do that when I know better, when I know habitually by having done this preparation of the dog food, having done the preparation of my coffee a dozen times, a million times? Why do I do that? Why do I absent-mindedly do that? Well, that's just what goes on in my thought. If I establish wholeness in my life by my thinking, that's what it's all about, but I have to establish it in my mind by my thinking. My every thought must be directed toward what it is that I am believing. Am I believing in wholeness? And then am I putting hot water in the dog food? Am I believing in wholeness and absent-mindedly thinking about other people in this world with their problems, thinking about me and my world with my problems? Did my thought come up to me at all and say, oh, I'm hungry, oh, I'm thirsty, oh, I hurt, oh, I've got this, oh, I've got that? Do those thoughts ever come up in my mind? You bet they do. Should they come up in my mind? No. They should not come up into my mind. They should be nowhere in my consciousness. I should not absent-mindedly do something. I should one-mindedly do whatever I do. When I am preparing the dog food, I do not prepare my coffee. Well, you say, well, anybody can be doing two or three time things at the same time. It's no big deal. No, that's true. But how much more vital and dynamic it is to do one thing at a time and do it right. Do one thing at a time and give it my whole attention so that the wholeness that I am is being enacted upon by one thing at a time. I establish wholeness in my life by thinking wholeness. I do not establish wholeness in my life by thinking, what am I going to do today? By thinking, how shall I handle this circumstance? By how shall I handle that? And shall I dust under the furniture? Or shall I just dust on top? Shall I go to work and be with my co-workers and talk about the things that we did last night and talk about the ball game or talk about the sports event that's current? What should I do? If I'm going to be thinking about wholeness, I want to be thinking about wholeness. I want my entire attention to be on it. Now, can I have my entire attention on wholeness all day long? No, because I direct my attention to many, many things all day long. And as I direct my attention to many, many things, I am not thinking about wholeness. When I'm thinking of eating my breakfast, I'm not thinking about wholeness. Do I even remember to say my morning prayer treatment at breakfast? This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Do I specifically take time to say that before I take one morsel of food, even before I think of eating? Even before I think of eating, I think, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And all the time that I'm thinking, that I'm eating, I say this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. What's going to happen to that food? Is that food going to be filled with love? Is that food going to be healthy for my body? You bet it is. Is the food of everybody else at the table going to be healthy for their body and filled with love? Yes, indeed. Is the person preparing the meal going to be filled with love and do things that are going to be healthy for my body? Fill that food with such love that when they put it on the table, I just feel so good. I feel so fantastic. I feel so magnificent. Oh, my goodness. I establish wholeness in my life by thinking wholeness. I determine what is important. I learn concentration so that when it requires concentration to think about I am whole and perfect, then I will be thinking I'm whole and perfect. I will not be thinking I'm not whole and perfect. And when I take that concentration, like we said the other day about counting the little pockmarks on the top of a pinhead, yes, you have to use a magnifying glass to see the pockmarks there, but you count them, and you keep counting them. We had a statement here that if you can do the 3-hour meditation, and if you can really do it without falling asleep, giving your 100% attention to the 3-hour meditation, to concentrate on the 3-hour meditation. And people think, oh, that's a joke. It's no joke. I establish wholeness in my life by my thinking about wholeness. When I do the 3-hour meditation, I do the 3-hour meditation. First I say, I'm God, God I am. Then I say, why can I say I am God? And then I say, what is God talking to me about? I listen to the divine within me. And you see, if you fall asleep in any one of those, you start over at the beginning. You start over at the beginning. If I say I'm whole and perfect, and I start thinking thoughts about not being whole and perfect, or what I want to be whole and perfect that is not whole and perfect, then I'm not thinking that I'm whole and perfect. I have to be so one-pointed, just like in the 3-hour meditation. I have to be so one-pointed, just like in preparing the dog food and the coffee. You have to be so one-pointed. You cannot allow your mind to drift. Let your mind fade away. Let your mind go off on tangents. Because if you do that, what you are doing is you are empowering that which you do not wish to experience in your life, and you don't want to empower that. How good are you? Can you be a Michelangelo without a little practice? Can you be the magic person who knows all things just by saying, I know all things, without a little practice? A little practice is where you learn how to keep your mind one-pointed, learn how to keep your attention one-pointed, learn how to establish wholeness in your life by thinking wholeness all the time, by thinking wholeness every moment that you can, by thinking wholeness and knowing that that is your reality. We all can do that, and we all do it to a degree. But now, we can do it most lovingly and powerfully and beautifully. Now we can do it because we know the program, and we know if we want results, we have to give it our 100% attention and say, I establish wholeness in my life by thinking wholeness. And I think that wholeness now and always, because that's all that I am all about. And that's all that you are all about. Have a great day. And you are wholeness. Know it now.